Let the hiring begin. The number of new jobs created last month suggests we might finally have reached a turning point.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Here's the takeaway headline from the government's latest jobs report. The unemployment rate dipped slightly below 9% last month to its lowest level in almost 2 years. And the Labor Department reports employers hired more workers in February than at any month since last May, 192,000 jobs. These numbers were better than analysts were generally expecting, so where's Wall Street? Unimpressed, it seems. The Dow is down 5 points right now, a tiny fraction. The Nasdaq is down 0.25%. The S&P 500 down 0.1%. Clearly, investors are still combing their way through this morning's jobs report, and we've got our own Nancy Marshall Genzer crunching the numbers for us in Washington.
At first glance, the numbers look pretty good. It's the first time unemployment has dipped below 9% in almost 2 years. Private employers created 222,000 jobs last month. There were more jobs on construction sites for the first time in 6 months. Economists have been watching the construction sector very closely since it fell so dramatically during the recession. 30,000 government jobs were cut in February. Economists were expecting state and local governments to trim their payrolls and hoping the private sector would take up the slack. So these are decent numbers, but we're still a long way from a full-speed-ahead recovery. We're still not creating enough new jobs every month to significantly lower the unemployment rate. About 6 million people have been out of work for more than 6 months. The longer you're unemployed, the harder it is to find a job. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's go a little deeper into all this with Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris is on the line with us now. No doubt this reflects improvement, but just how impressed should we be, do you think?
Well, thanks, Bob. I tell you what, I think the most important thing to do looking at this report is to put it into the perspective of what happened in January. The weather, especially storms in the southeast, depressed hiring. When you look at the 2 months together, what you see is an average private sector job growth of 135,000. Unfortunately, about the same as the average last year.
So maybe not as impressive as it looks at first glance. We just heard Nancy tell us that even as businesses were hiring in the private sector, government cutbacks were taking jobs away. Is that going to create sort of a two steps forward, one step back kind of drag here?
Well, call it three steps forward, one step back. We lost 30,000 jobs at the state and local level. I expect we're going to see similar losses going forward. What's going on is that state and local governments assumed a normal recovery in tax revenues. It's not happening because we don't have the kind of private sector job growth you would normally get in a recovery. So if we can, in fact, accelerate to faster job growth over the course of this year, that burden will lighten. But for now, those layoffs are the beginning of a trend, I think, that's going to last for a while.
Quickly, you see much chance we'll have this report leading to Chairman Bernanke at the Federal Reserve considering tightening up its easy money policy?
I don't think so. You know, Bernanke himself said earlier this week, we lost 8.5 million jobs during the recession. Since the end of the recession, we've only gained back about 1 million. For now, the Fed's going to do everything it can to encourage the strongest possible employment growth and, of course, economic growth.
Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
Solar power is amping up its popularity in neighborhoods across the country, but it's not sales necessarily. The fastest growing part of the business is leasing solar panels to homeowners. That's expected to double this year, from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Troll reports.
In the backyard of Mike Jones' suburban home in West Hills, California, you see citrus trees, a swing set, and
22 solar panels on the south side of our house.
They've been turned on about 5 months. When the sun's shining, Jones' utility meter sometimes points backwards.
Now we're generating more than we're using.
But he can't sell that power to the grid because the system belongs to a company called Sungevity.
There's no way we could have afforded it without going through the lease method.
The panels would have cost about $14,000. With a lease, Sungevity hooked up the panels, maintains them, and owns the power. It cost Jones about $4,000 for a 20-year lease to use that solar power, about 55 cents a day.
Unbelievable, really. It took me 3 or 4 days to get a hold of that, and I did all kinds of research. I thought it might have been a scam.
But so far, he says it's a great deal. He's still hooked up to the grid, but the panels lower his power bill to a few dollars a month. Sungevity founder Danny Kennedy says his company aims to make residential solar ubiquitous. The internet is a key factor. Homeowners enter their address at sungevity.com. An engineer evaluates their roof online.
So here you see your house and where we would put the panels.
Within 24 hours, potential customers get a price quote by email. No on-site evaluation needed.
We want to be the Amazon of solar, if you like, or the Netflix or the iTunes.
Phone reps seal the deal after customers get their online quote and celebrate with maracas. And some investors are getting the tax credits and rebates for that. Solar lease customers sign over any incentives to the leasing company's investors. That's how the companies attract capital. So much so that Sungevity and other solar lease outfits are now expanding to the East Coast, where even with less sun, they plan to make solar shine. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, get your motor running. The governor of New Jersey has just signed a new law making it legal now to buy and sell motorcycles on a Sunday.
Born to be wild.
Oh, wait. I see here that like a dozen other states, New Jersey still doesn't allow auto sales on Sundays. Don't ask me why bikers are now a different matter. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The revolutions in the Arab world have given citizens a voice in more ways than you might think.
The fear that the phones are tapped and, oh, we cannot speak is over.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Saudi Arabians find the courage to speak out. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.